This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier with Mark Gebhardt, Illinois Farm Bureau. Talking issues of the day, yesterday's issue, dicamba.
A ruling, I should say, from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that vacated the registration for the dicamba products that our farmers have been using. Basically, effective immediately, the registration for that label through US EPA is no longer in good standing. We've had discussions today ranging from the Illinois Department of Agriculture to the registrants that are involved with the product, to the US EPA Region 5 office, a number of our congressional offices. Obviously, I've heard from a lot of farmers that are very concerned about what does this mean, what can I or can I not do. So what we're trying to do is figure out what are our options as we go forward. They are limited, and obviously there are a lot of legal constraints around this ruling. The legal interpretations of what can or cannot be done is what is being worked through. As we speak tonight, the Department of Agriculture here in Illinois has not issued a statement. I anticipate that they will issue one here in the near future, but again, I go back to that ruling, as we read it, is effective immediately. So the use of this product now, it is not available to be sold or used, state of Illinois, or any of the states for that matter, because of this ruling. We are looking at Illinois Farm Bureau. I mentioned our congressional offices. We will continue to dialogue with them, and we are doing that to try and engage them in this process as they work with US EPA. We also want to look at, again, what are some options that we might still have with US EPA, and we will most likely be sending correspondence to them to ask them to look at some of those options. Until we get more information, it's very hard to say much more than that.
Mark Gebhardt, Illinois Farm Bureau. That's a look inside agriculture.